Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Charles Lee. My DOC number is 030724.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your parole hearing, that is, to be considered for general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, we do take note that you're serving a sentence for murder, and that sentence began back on May the 17th, 1974, and you became parole eligible on May 17, 1999. And the sentence itself was a 25 to life sentence that you're currently serving. Is that information correct so far, sir?
Yes, I believe so.
And let me introduce you to the board members that's present today. And they are, to my right, which would be to your left, is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my immediate left, that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And to his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair as well as board chair today. Mr. Lee, we would point out the fact that we will point out the fact that based on information that we have, I'm just going to make a few comments and then you can tell me if I have anything wrong as statements that I might make at this time, sir, and then we'll go into a discussion with you and then the board will ask questions and make its determination. Based on information that we have, we do have your progress report and we do show that you've had some classes in the past and that you continue to go to AA and NA and that you completed many classes during your incarceration and from AA NA to coping with anxiety and that you also completed anger management, SMART recovery and lifestyle renovation. So you have had some courses. We also take note that if you are released, you would like to, that you have been accepted by Class Santa Clara down in Tucson, and that your acceptance letter is still valid, the one that's been in the file for some time, and that you plan to support yourself with your pension from the Veterans Administration and look for part-time employment. Now, have you been in contact with the VA recently? You know that they would provide you with some financial assistance or a pension if you were released, sir. Have they confirmed that for you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we also take note that you also would continue to seek help with drug counseling that may help you avoid your urges a setback and that you feel that your best chances of avoiding any type of relax is staying in Tucson, Arizona. We also take note, sir, that you have no special conditions that need to be met physically or mentally, and that you only had minor violations of discipline or dismissals during the last 5 years. However, I will point out the fact that based upon AIMS that you have had a number of disciplines over the years, and in fact you've had three and a half pages of disciplines that's listed. I believe that all total has probably been about 99, and you've had 25 majors, although I do agree that you have not had that many recently. I do take note, however, that in August of 2017, you did have a violation of violation of departmental policies, and that was informally resolved. Also in 2017, you had to disrupt the count. That was a minor, and that was in July of 17. And in 16, and in August of 16, you had a major for fighting. You were for fighting, but you was not found guilty on that particular one. So you've been doing pretty well, although there have been some ups and downs, it seemed, that over the years. The last time you appeared before this board would have been in March of this year, and at that time the board denied you, and we have two new board members who were not with you back in March of this year. The two new board members are the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse and the Honorable Mr. Neal. The rest of us had an opportunity to talk with you back in March of this year. Also take note that in 02 you were granted parole, and then in 03 you had a modification, and then in 2012 your parole was revoked. Why was your parole revoked in 2012? So what happened?
Dirty UA.
Dirty UA. What were you using, sir?
Cocaine.
And have you used any drugs, illegal substances since 2012, sir?
No, I have not.
Okay. Why, sir, just for the record, why did you use cocaine, and you know that you were out, you were living the good life, you were being a productive citizen? What happened? Why did you relapse on cocaine back in 2012, sir?
Depression. I had a little bit of depression, and my last day he passed away, and I just wasn't in the right state of mind at the time, so I relapsed.
We are sorry to, we're sorry to hear that, because if you had not, you would still be out and be ensuring that you are a productive citizen. We do show that currently you're at the age of 64, and I'm just going to make a brief statement about the offense itself. Back March 17, 1974, you shot and killed a victim who was a 66-year-old years of age, doing an armed robbery at a self-service station. And the officers pursued you and your co-defendant, and you were, both of you were apprehended, and you denied at the time that your involvement, or both of you denied your involvement. The co-defendant said he did not even know you. He said that he had just picked you up for the first time. During an extensive interview with the officers, you finally stated, "Yep, I did it. I was at the station," end of quote, and that you wanted to rob the station, but that you did rob the station, but the gun discharged, and that was not your intent was to shoot, but the gun did discharge, and you received a life without the possibility of parole until 25 year calendar years have served, have passed, and then you were convicted of a previous a felony, and your revocation, we've already talked about that, in the use of cocaine, and you was originally sentenced to death, and it was set aside, and that's the reason that you have 25 to life. What I've said so far, sir, anything that you want to correct, what I've stated so far about your situation?
It is the way it sounds, and no, I ain't got nothing to say about it. I made that mistake.
Okay, sir. Now, back to the crime itself. Why did you decide, you and your co, well, did your co-defendant, was he a part of this, or the robbery that eventually ended up in murder? Was that just you, or that both of you involved in that incident, sir?
Both of us involved in it.
Okay, so you didn't know him. He didn't know you, because he said he didn't know you. He said he just gave you a ride, but both of you knew each other prior to the offense itself. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I'm just going to ask just a few questions. Now, since you've been incarcerated all this time, what do you think that then you were violated and you were revoked back in 2012? Why do you think that this board ought to let you out again, sir, or ought to release you again back out in the community?
You know, it's hard for me to say, but I have regretted everything that I did, and I want to be back out there. Yeah, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry that I did make the mistake. I wish I'd known some of the stuff that I know now. 2019.
When you committed that offense, were you on drugs at that time, sir?
Yes, I was.
What kind of drugs were you using back at that time, sir?
I was shooting heroin.
Oh, heroin, and then when you got out, you used cocaine. Okay, let me just...
I used cocaine back then, too.
Oh, you used it back then, too?
I used cocaine, I smoked marijuana, I dropped pills.
Why were you a drug addict back then, sir? You were a young man back then, so why were you on so many drugs, sir?
I guess it's the way, even though I had good parents and stuff like that, it was just to do it in case, how I grew up, the people I grew up with.
I'm going to jump forward now and just ask a couple of other questions. Now, I do take note, as I read from your progress report, your release plan, that you want to go to Casa Santa Clara down in Tucson. Do you have any supporters, any community supporters at all, or family members, or any reason that you just want to go to this halfway house?
No, I do not have no family members out this way.
You don't have any out here in Arizona at all?
Not in Tucson. I got most of my family
in Phoenix, and I should have
to go back to
my neighborhood
over there.
Well, do you still have contact with your family members? I'm not asking you whether you want to go back, but do you still have contact? Are they on your visitors list? Do they come and see you, your family members in Phoenix? Do you have any contact with them at all, sir?
Before,
did you contact any of them, or you just were on your own during that period, sir?
Oh, no, I had contact with my sisters.
Okay. And...
Some of my family members.
Okay. Was your sister receptive to you, or did she just ignore you? What happened? You know, sometimes family members, after you've been incarcerated for a while, they don't want to have anything to do with you, but was your sister, did she want to talk to you and spend time with you, sir, when you were out?
Yes, we still had family get-togethers and stuff. We still had family get-togethers. My sister and they love me, but I choose not to put them into the situation that I am in, because most of them out there, their kids is bad, and it's hard for me to deal with them.
And you made a statement a few minutes ago, I don't know whether you remember or not, but you said something to the effect that one reason you want to stay in Tucson, you don't want to come back to Phoenix because you don't want to go into that same neighborhood. Do you remember what neighborhood you was in back in those days, sir? Well, was it South Phoenix, East Phoenix?
South Phoenix.
And so you don't want to go back in that neighborhood. That's the reason you prefer staying down in Tucson.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a new life story for myself, and I don't need to be up in the neighborhood where on every corner you got somebody out there trying to sell dope. I got five, six little deputies out there, they think they dope dealers. And I just don't want to be around at this time.
I respect you for that, sir. I think it's great, but the only comment I would make on that, don't care where you are, there's going to be some drugs, whether you're in Tucson or Phoenix or wherever you are these days. Now, you're going to be, if this board saw fit to release you again, sir, would you be strong enough not to use drugs again? Because that seemed to have been a problem all the way back from the time when you committed the offense until, at least until 2012, if not even afterwards. Are you strong enough now to resist the use of drugs, sir? That seemed to have been your big problem. Drugs.
Yes, I use drugs. I slipped and failed. But I believe now, with the help of the Lord, the program. times they got out there now, that I won't need to do this. But when I get into the situation where I need to do that, and the VA got a program that I can go to, the counselor, the four people, the four officers, they got a program that I can get on into, and I've already signed up for mental to talk to me and help me out, or once I get out there.
Now, when you were out before, did you take advantage of any of these programs, you know, like with the VA, programs that your parole officer offered you?
You did, and then
despite that, then you relapsed at any rate. Let me just ask one other question. You indicated on your release plan that you will be seeking some part-time employment. What skills do you have for part-time employment, sir?
I'm a certified plumber.
Okay. That's it.
I knew
about farmers.
I had started my own business out here for a minute, doing yard work.
And so, but you are a certified plumber, sir? You said you're a certified plumber?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's always work there, you know, employment. I don't know whether you would have to get some type of license or something, but there will always be some employment there. I'm going to stop at this time. Let's go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
I'm just going to say that, yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of jobs out there, but it's not too many jobs that's jobs. For some reason, a lot of people don't want to hire these jobs.
I would be the first one to admit that, but I do find just sitting here, and I'm sitting somewhat different than where you're sitting, but I do find that a number of ex-cons are able to find employment. Now, I don't know what they do, I don't know how they do it, but I do find that a number of them have been successful in finding employment once they're out.
Even the government is starting to program out here, in here to help ex-cons to find employment,
yes, sir. That's a good program that the governor has started, as well as I think he has one. I think it's down in Tucson. I know it's at Lewis up here. I also think it's somewhere down in Tucson as well, that program.
Yeah, they
getting
started down in Tucson now.
Yes, sir. So if this board does not, and I'm not saying that the board will not, the board does not let you out today, make sure you be the first one in line to get into that program, because that's a good program that once it's off the ground, it's a great program.
About that?
Yes, sir.
People like me, this guy, got murder charges, went on the lower bottom of the phone book. And the only way we can get into the program is be out there with you and work with you. See, the program they started to do now, you got to be 6 days short for release.
Okay. But you know, Mr. Lee, I come from the old school. I mean, I'm older than you are, but I come from the old school where there's a will, there's a way. So if you persist. Yes, sir.
And if you got to believe in the good Lord, you will be.
That's so true, sir. But now I'm going to yield to other board members who may have some questions for you. I think I've asked enough. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse has questions for you now, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Lee, this may be incorrect, but it's in the Ames record that you had a truth and sentencing release in 2009 and that you absconded from that. What was going on at that time? You've been released, it looks like, in 09 and to community supervision, but that you absconded?
No, that's when they kicked me up in 09. They killed me in about 60 days, and they released me. What it was that I had changed address. And I didn't know about the proper way of doing it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Mr. Kalanis has questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Lee, just a quick question. I noticed in Ames, your last major was for fighting in 2016, and I was looking through your discipline history, It seemed like that there were drugs inside the prison system in your past. When's the last time you've used drugs?
I haven't used drugs at all since 2012. This is what I've been on this one.
Thank you, sir. That's my only question. And I commend you for staying off drugs for the last 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Gowanis. For the questions, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Honorable Mr. Neal, for the questions, for Mr. Lee. Board members, do we have any further questions for you at this time, sir? We're coming towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you a final opportunity to tell the board anything else you would like to tell the board, sir. So anything else you would like to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, not really. I mean, I would appreciate it very much if I can get back out there. And I will do my best. I will do everything in my power not to use drugs or get in trouble anymore. And that's why, you know, I got saved also. It's hard for me to really talk and make y'all understand me because I haven't had so many teeth for. I'm hoping that y'all understand some of the stuff that I did say.
Well, I understood everything you said. You articulated quite well. You know, you and I, we have some of the same challenges. I had some pull too, but I just keep talking, and nobody know what I'm saying, but I just keep talking. So you and I have the same situation today, sir. Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and once the board completes this discussion, at that point, the board will make a decision whether to bring you back out into the community or whether to deny for general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. The board is now in discussion. I've enjoyed my conversation with Mr. Lee. I think that he wants to move forward. I admire him for the progress that he's made. You know, and I don't know why I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it at any rate, and I'm just speaking at one board member. I'm just not quite convinced yet that he's finished with drugs, and that's what concerns me. That was his problem when he committed the original offense. It was drugs. He said that time he was on heroin, he was using cocaine, he was using marijuana. Then, as late as 2012, he was using cocaine again. You know, it's just something that yes, he's made progress. I give him credit for that. And I do like the way that he's articulating the respect that he's shown to the board. But just as one board member, I just want whenever he gets out, whether he gets out now or if he gets out later, I want him to be successful the next time he gets out. And I'm just not convinced personally as one board member that at this particular moment. But other board members, I'm going to yield to other board members at this point, and I'm going to listen. Okay, nobody
agree, sir.
Anybody else want to make a comment? Okay. Anything else, Mr. Neal? Mr. Johnson? Everybody's quiet on. Okay, I'm gonna make a motion, see where it goes. If it goes anywhere, it goes anywhere. If not, then we'll continue. And my motion is going to be to deny Mr. Lee general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And that will not be an offset because of the date of the crime and reasons for the that I would state would be serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, then I would also point out, and he does not want it at this particular time, but there's a lack of family and community support, but he gave the reason for that. He does have a release plan, and therefore I would not check the release plan. Violated a previous probation, that was at the beginning of his crime, and also the one that Ms. Rittenhouse picked up that was back in 2009. And is there anything, and I don't know whether, although it was dismissed, and I admit that, but it's still on the record. And that's the reason I'm going to check this one, and that is, unless I can be convinced otherwise by board members, poor institutional behavior, because in 2016, although it was dismissed, but that fighting still stands out to me as one board member. Anything else, anything that I've stated that needs to be deleted at this time? Hearing nothing else, and that is my motion to deny general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Unanimous determination of the board, sir. Your parole has been denied. When I said parole, that is general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge have been denied. However, you will be eligible to come before this board again in around 6 months from now. It may not be exactly, but you will be certified around that time by the Department of Correction to appear before this board again, and you will be placed on the calendar, and this board will be looking forward to seeing you in around 6 months from now. Good luck. Do you have any questions? Do you understand what I've said?
Yeah, I understand what I'm saying. But can I say something? You said that you said that fight, there was no fight.
Okay.
I was laying in my bed asleep when I was attacked.
Okay.
That's why they dismissed the case.
Yes,
sir. Now, I don't know why I'm going to get that off my record saying there was a fight, but there was no fight.
Okay, sir.
Yep. I was laying in my bed, I was asleep, with two clothes in my body beside my head. But I don't need it, you said. It beat me
for a rock in the sock. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know how you get it off your record, but if you want to pursue it, you would need to work with your CO3. It's nothing that we can do on our end about that. Otherwise, it just remain on your record, sir. Okay, well, thank you so much, sir. Please give the phone back to the CO3. Thank you so very much. And the board looks forward to seeing you in about 6 months.